Back around as the coach, Joe Myers, talking with Glasgow Head football coach Jeff Garman as we preview the upcoming football season. It is scheduled to get underway on Friday night as the Scotties host Allen County Scottsville at 7 o'clock at the Hank Roy Stadium with the new facilities there. I know everybody's looking forward to seeing that. Still, at the time we're recording this, by the way, we still are not sure about fan limitations, crowd size, that sort of thing. Hopefully, if we have not already gotten that information out to you this week, hopefully it'll be coming very, very soon to let folks know what's going on with that. But, Jeff, let's first in this segment talk about the defense. We talked about kind of the offense position by position. Let's talk more about the defense. And you mentioned a lot of the defensive linemen a moment ago, but just kind of expand on that a little bit and what you expect out of your defensive line and who are the main contributors there.
You know, my expectations are the same as they always have. And, you know, our defense is designed to for our linebackers to make plays, and if you go back and look at the stats over the years, I think our second tier people have been our leading tacklers, and that is by design. Our defensive linemen are expected to get off the ball and kind of get hands on their offensive linemen that they deal with to keep them off of our linebackers to be able to make plays. And luckily, we got two kids coming back, Mason Bragg and Jaden Wyrock, that have played every game last year. And so far from what we've seen, I mean, they just look quick as cats. And Mason has really gotten his body in good shape. Jaden, to me, looks as fast as he's ever looked. I expect those guys to have a big year.
Let's talk about the defensive line, Jeff, and the main contributors in that area for you.
Well, you know, that's kind of the unknown element of our team because, A, we haven't been able to spend as much time. There's not a whole lot you can do when you can't touch nobody on the defensive side of the ball. So that part of our schemes and everything is kind of coming here in the next 2 weeks. But, what we've got written down on paper, there's going to be some different elements that we can play. Looking at playing Jaden Wood a little bit more, Woody over on the defensive side this year, him and Isaiah McElroy, Tristan will anchor the middle of our defense like he did last year. And then Xavier Ferreira, who played last year, will play what we call our anchor position. And it's like an outside linebacker. He can also walk up on the line. So, out of that, it looks like there's two kids that had a lot of experience. Woody has gotten to play on the defensive side before. I'm confident that Woody can play. I've seen him play with my own eyes. Isaiah is kind of a new opportunity for him. So if he can exhibit the toughness that I think he has in him, I think he'll do just fine. Then a lot of our offensive linemen then become our defensive backups. And, we can use Kieran, who's big enough to be able to play on the defensive line, Kieran Stockton, Tad Shelton, Chase Starr, who's a sophomore who played a lot as a freshman last year. So that's another kid that's going to get a lot of time. And then Bryson Spears could very well, get some action at that anchor spot. And that'll be his first year of really getting some experience out there on the field.
Your linebacking core, obviously, you've talked a little bit about them, Mason Bragg and Jaden Wyrock, with a lot of experience returning. But who are some of the other guys out there, Jeff?
Andrew Phillips will kind of back up both of those, and then we'll probably have to slide like Clint Malden back to a linebacker spot if we needed an extra player, who then we could put in another Willie. Willie is our outside linebacker on the strong side. Clint, I felt like from last year, going back and watching film, playing through special teams as a sophomore, I thought he really shined in those areas. Not afraid of contact, went down there, made a lot of plays. He's going to get a great opportunity this year to play that outside linebacker spot along with Draylen Allen. And, we even – played Jamari Mack some at that outside linebacker last year. So we could use Jamari in some passing situations. Jamari's kind of going to be a guy on defense that can play any spot as far as the secondary goes and an outside linebacker position goes. So he's kind of our Swiss Army knife on defense. I could put him anywhere and feel like I'll do fine because of Jamari. I know Jamari's going to give me his best effort all the time, and that says a lot about him.
And your secondary, I know you said a minute ago you got a lot of confidence in those guys coming back.
You know, Carter McKeever will be returning at cornerback, and then John Carter will be returning at safety. And with John Carter playing on the defensive side and the offensive side, it's going to be something we're going to have to look at of having another player, kind of like what we did with Tanner last year, kind of when John Carter needs a break, we bring someone else in. So our secondary can kind of move around and be kind of different kids playing different spots. But, you know, Tony Hammonds is going to see a lot of action back there. He's a junior, first year, getting a chance to play on the varsity. Zach Poor is going to get to play back there. He's a sophomore that I think has potential to be a really good player for us. And then Hunter and Jay Long, they're going to be such a big deal to us on offense. You know, they're going to be a backup role on defense, but they're going to be alternating in there some and getting some reps over on the defensive side too, you know, especially in these early games, as much as we may have to, you know, get some people in and out and give guys breaks. But all of those guys – can run very well, and that's the big thing. The one kid that I haven't named yet plays what we call our rover position, and that's Corbin Wells, and he's probably from his sophomore to junior year has made the biggest transformation as far as physically, where he played a little bit in some games last year for us in a backup row, but has really bulked up in the weight room. He's kind of my hidden jewel over on defense. I'm really expecting a lot from him. He reminds me of Ryan Jones, the transformation he made from his sophomore to junior year, where Ryan really grew and worked on his body and developed his body, and then took that with the speed he already had and really became a very good player for us. And I think Corbin has those capabilities to be able to do that also.
As far as special teams, Jeff, John Carter Myers returns as the punter, but you lost a really, really good place kicker, dependable place kicker in Alex Elizalde on PATs, field goals. He was a great kickoff guy, a lot of touchbacks. Who's going to fill that kickoff and PAT role, Jeff?
Well, you know, with John Carter will continue to punt, and I thought he did an excellent job last year with that. Draylen Allen also will punt for some if needed to be. Jamari Mack will, where Cade McFarland did our long snapping last year, Jamari will take over that role, and I trust him. Kickoffs will handle with our extra point will be Luke Allen. And, you know, this has kind of been the theme for us the last 6-7 years, where we get a kid who probably has not played football very much at all, takes a year to develop himself as a place kicker. And we've done this with multiple guys over the years. This goes back our last four kickers probably. It fall in this category where when they started, they were at one place, and wasn't, you know, the best place to start. But after a year of practice, they've developed into pretty good kickers. And I think Luke Allen will be just like all the rest of them. He's done an outstanding job. Watching him kick today, it's amazing from watching him kick last year, the transformation that he's made. And it's a lot of work, and it takes a special kid, I feel like, that can go on his own and go up on the game field by himself and work on his game. And I have confidence in him. I think he'll do just fine. Our kickoff duty is going to be through multiple people. We're going to start off with Jaden Wyrock. And, you know, it's not going to be a traditional, like Alex kick. With Alex, I'd tell him to kick it in the end zone, try to every time. And he didn't always do it, but he got real close a lot of times. You know, this is going to be a different look as far as, you know, trying to maybe kicking the ball a little bit more down the ground and seeing what we can do from that.
With the personnel you have, Jeff, this year on offense and defense, any significant changes to philosophy, schemes, that sort of thing from last year to this year?
Not a major change. I mean, we may be with having a 200-pound kid at tight end, where last year we had a 150-pound kid at tight end. You know, you may see a little bit more of a three-wide-out look with two backs and more of a traditional fullback-type look. But other than that, pretty much going to be the same thing. Defensively, we don't change a whole lot. We just look at our personnel, and by that, then we kind of figure out how I need to call the game and figure out what our strengths and what our weaknesses are. And that's the same thing with the offense. And that's why this year, more than ever, you've got to kind of play it out just a little bit and see, because what you think you may be very good at, you might not be as good at it as what you think, and you have to adjust as you go along, and that's what we'll try to do. And I think that's the big theme for this whole entire season. People have to realize it's going to look different. It's going to look different, and it's going to be less practice time, it looks like, where you can't get players in groups. It's going to be less film time. It's going to be less of a lot of things, but we're going to get to play football. And at the end of the day, you've got to weigh the options of what's out there and how we do it. And we just have to adjust some of the things that we've done in the past as far as our program goes and some of the things we've been afforded the opportunities to do, like eating after the game as a group, and that's going to change this year. And people just have to realize and roll with the times that it is what it is. And hopefully we can get through this year and things return to normal as the future moves forward. But there's restrictions, there's regulations out there, and we just have to follow them and try to keep our kids safe to the best of our ability. Nobody's perfect in any of this, and there's a lot of guidelines that you're trying to follow, and it's hard, and especially when you're managing a group of 60, 70, 80 people, and so we're just going to do the best we can. We're going to enjoy it. We're going to enjoy the opportunity to get to play. There were a lot of kids last year in their spring sports that didn't get to it. I think the kids are excited of really wanting to get out there and perform and be a part of something, and hopefully we can check off on a bunch of those boxes that's for the kids. And this is what it's for at the end of the day. It's for these kids and giving them opportunity to live out what we lived out and how much we cherish sports in high school. And hopefully we can do it all and be safe at the same time.
You look at the schedule, you did lose the first three games, Jeff. So you lose the Scotty Bowl, unfortunately, which I know is a big hit financially. But beyond that, you're going to play a good team there in E-Town. You don't get to play that game. You're not going to get to play Russellville or Monroe County, which is another good challenge for your ball club all the time, a good rivalry there. But you've picked up Greenwood in what was going to be your bye week. So you've got eight games on the schedule. Just talk to me a little bit about the schedule and the challenge, I guess, Jeff, of trying to change it around kind of at the last minute.
Well, the challenge was – they canceled the first 3 weeks of the season, and then they added a week onto the end of the season. And then the playoff system will stay intact the way it was. Unfortunately, from the area we're in, I mean, we were lucky to be able to play Greenwood at Greenwood and pick them up during fall break. So that you had the possibility of playing nine games instead of eight. But, you know, that last week before the season, the one that they added on at the end of the season, you know, we put out a bunch of flyers trying to find people to play and really just couldn't find a game that was within a couple-hour drive, number one, and two, you know, when you're in 3A, it's a hard sell when you've got a good football program. It doesn't benefit a lot of 2A teams to play you. It doesn't benefit a lot of 4 or 5A teams to play you. So you're in the middle of the mix. And so, you know, if we get to play our 8 games, we're probably going to need a week off at that point in time to get ready for the playoffs. And who knows, with all this going on, there's going to – and that's something people have to realize. There's going to be games possibly canceled during the season. There's going to be opponents that – possibly can't play for one reason or another. So you just got to take it all in stride and do the best. I think the 8-game schedule, I'll put that 8-game schedule up against anybody in AAA. I think it's a very competitive schedule. We're not playing anybody that's not a 3A, 4A, 5A team. So we're really playing up in everything that we do or at our own level. So it'll be a tough schedule, and if our hopefully our kids can persevere through it, stay healthy. I mean that'll be the big thing.
Before we wrap up this morning, Jeff, tell me about your coaching staff. Who do you got on your staff with you this year?
Well, we return everybody back from last year. You know, we've got Cameron, my nephew, and Tyler Hughes. They're doing the two middle school staffs. Working between the middle school and the high school, and we ask a lot of them. I mean, those two guys are basically preparing for our future and then also getting over here and helping us right now today. So, you know, when I think of our coaches, that's two that jump out at me right now. They're practicing twice a day. They're going over there. Really, this during the summer, they were practicing 4 times because they were having to separate their 7th and 8th grade practice schedule. And then, so give kudos to those two guys, Cameron and Tyler. They do a lot for our program, and I think they're going to be strong assets for a long time here in our program. We bring back Stephen Buford, who's helped here ever since I've been back. And former player here, I know what it means to him, does a great job with our defensive line. Blaze Talicki, you know, he's been here longer than any of us, and we're fortunate to have him. He takes so much of a load off of my shoulders. John Myers, you're bringing in a coach that was a head coach for a lot of years, got a lot of experience, got good rapport with the kids. James McReynolds, just called our offense, and I think, you know, for me, from my standpoint, I continue to feel like our offense has been getting better and each year, and we're one of the leading scoring teams in 3A, so I can't ask much more than that of the job that he's done. And then Lawan Smith, he also helps us and does a great job with our kids, and hopefully this year he's going to have a bigger role in all this. Also a former player. So when you look at our coaching staff of 7-8 guys, four guys are former players here. And, you know, then we got 3 other guys that played at other schools but have now been here for 3 or 4 years and know what Scotty football is about and what it means to them. And, you know, I like our staff. I like the people that we got around. I think they're great role models for the kids. I think they do an outstanding job with the kids, and we're very fortunate to have those guys.
Jeff, appreciate you spending some time this morning with us, and let's hope we can get through this season healthy, get them all in, and hopefully we'll see you Friday night as you take on Allen County Scotts.
Thank you, Jeff.
It's Scotty head coach Jeff Garman. So Glasgow will kick off the football season on Friday at home, 7 o'clock against Allen County Scottsville. Our broadcast will be on the air at 6:30 on WCLU 103.1 FM, also 1490 AM. And as always, you can catch us online as well at WCLUradio.com. So appreciate Coach Garman sitting down with us this morning. And until Friday night when we see you for that broadcast, we thank you for listening, everybody.